In this tutorial, we will review how to reverse and repost payments. And adjustments from the AutoPost exception report. In AutoPost, whenever there are retractions in the remittance file at the CPT level, MedEnt will automatically attempt to reverse the payments and adjustments. The program will also go through the ledger history on the account. Retrieve the charges that the payments and adjustments are linked to and attempt to reverse them. When the system processes the reversals, they will be documented in Section 2 of the AutoPost exception report. When MedEnt is not able to reverse payments and adjustments, an exception will be created that requires a manual reversal and reposting of the claim. It is important to remember that exceptions with identical positive and negative values that are for the same patient and have the same CPT code and date of service must be thoroughly reviewed. These claims do not balance each other out, and action is required in these instances. The claim numbers will be different, however, the payments still need to be reversed and/or reposted for auditing and daily balancing purposes. If action is not taken on these exceptions, the day sheet will not balance. For more information on running a day sheet, please see the Auto Posting Day Sheet Overview video tutorial. The exception message states a reason as to why the payment was not posted. Clicking on the exception message link will access the patient ledger card to enable you to find and view the data and error. To find the payment amount desired, be sure to check the unapplied payments, which will always be located at the bottom of the ledger and will be highlighted in orange. A negative value in the balance column will also indicate that there is an unapplied credit or payment. Unapplied payments can also be found at the bottom of the reverse payments and adjustment screen. If you are unable to find the payments in question on the ledger card, you can access the history by clicking the post button. Select option 12, Retrieve Transactions from History. Which will enable you to view every corresponding charge on the account, including all of the purged paid transactions. States that the payments that Notice the alert. Back at the exception report, notice the alert heading at the top of Section 1 states that the payments can be manually posted by clicking on the Pay Amount link. You should always start by doing the reversal of the negative amounts first, followed by the reposting of their corresponding positive amount. When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount. When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount, and a box will appear to enter the amount to be reversed. The total amount of the charge will always default in automatically. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. A prompt will appear stating that you have reversed off an insurance payment. Do you wish to go to the ledger and rebill this charge to the A prompt will appear stating that you have reversed off an insurance payment. Do you wish to go to the ledger and rebill this charge to insurance? If the insurance is going to repay, select yes and the charge detail screen will appear. Answering no at this prompt will leave the charge out of If you select yes, the charge detail screen will appear. Click the insurance link. If you select yes, the charge detail screen will appear. Click the insurance link to designate the correct insurance provider to put the charge out to. When the insurance is set, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen and the ledger card will appear where you should review and confirm that the charge is out. Click the back button, and an options prompt will appear with four options to handle the specific payment. In this instance, the exception message tells you to reverse and exit. Therefore, selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. You will then be asked if you are sure you don't want to reapply this payment. Always select yes at this prompt when auto-posting. You do not want to reapply this payment. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment when reversing a payment. Reversing an adjustment will automatically add the amount of the adjustment back to the charge. After the reversal has been completed, back at the exception report, click into the positive pay amount link, and depending on the insurance selected, the insurance post or the Medicare post screen will be accessed. You will notice the check information and the claim amounts will default in automatically. Click over the appropriate claim and the manual posting pop-up will appear. The check sum should equal zero in order for the claims to balance. If the check sum is valued at zero, click the OK button at the bottom of the pop-up. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and the claim will successfully be reposted, and you will return to the AutoPost exception report. If a denial passes through AutoPost edits, the zero payment made exception message will. If a denial passes through the AutoPost edits, The zero payment made exception message will be present in Section 1. Click the message link and the ledger card will display a balance followed by a... Click the message link and the ledger card will display a balance followed by the letter A. The letter A indicates the claim has been flagged for appeal. Note that the letter A is strictly for internal purposes. It will not appear on any electronically submitted or printed paper claims. It will not appear on any electronically submitted or printed paper claims. There are many appeal claim reports that MedEnt offers to track appealed claims. For more information on appeals, please contact MedEnt Support or reference the manual. Click into the exception message link to access the patient ledger card, where you may be able to fix the issue that caused the claim to be denied. Click over the specific claim, and if the problem can be found at the charge detail screen, you can update the field. After you have fixed the problem, you must remove the claim process date in order to have the claim rebilled to the insurance carrier. The updated claim will be submitted the next time you select. Claims. The claim can be adjusted off by clicking the pay amount link and You will be forwarded to the adjustment screen. A prompt will ask if this is an insurance adjustment. This prompt should always be answered yes. In the adjust column, enter the adjustment amount and press the enter key. You can select the proper adjustment code for the claim by clicking on the drop-down arrow and making the appropriate selection from the code lookup. After the adjustment code has been selected, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen and the adjustment will be completed. As mentioned earlier, Section 2 of the AutoPost report will display any negatives that the system was able to reverse automatically, and positives will appear with an exception message, payment made, approved amount, expected approved amount, stating the amount that was adjusted based on the actual fee schedule and the fee schedule set in your master files. All of the exceptions in Section 2 should be reviewed by your office to ensure that you received an accurate reimbursement and further adjustments are not required. The links and fields in Section 2 will access the same information screens as in Section 1. However, the informational exception message link in Section 2 will direct you to the CPT and HCPCS codes master file where you can view the fee schedule for the specific code used. Section 3 displays a list of totals for the remittance file. A key is located below the totals that defines the amounts displayed above. MedEnt recommends that after the exception report is completed, a day sheet should be run in order to balance this check. This concludes the auto posting exceptions with an adjusted. Video tutorial.